This is life. Walking out of oppressive institutional heat into a dusk silk air, cool and warm like a fresh-made bed, across a romance of empty car park. Spring blackbirds busking, light walking away. This is the life. Leaving the traffic herd, a smooth road, slick transmission, lots of torque, volume. It almost justifies the death. She's wearing Ray-Bans and she cuts him off. Thinks a Chrysler Starfire is cool. Vivre sa vie. Here's the camera. She's slamming on the anchors, gesturing to no one, looking for a space, her space. Putting the power down, overtaking the slow woman and the minute. He's smiling. This is your life. The drive slips off his cares, and you can imagine his death. The jerk on the wrong side of the road, the tilting horizon, the destruction of the bus shelter, an old rural one, not the plastic townie. The road sign, hit with such force it buckles and flattens the roof of his car, a giant paddle patting him into shape like human butter. The unguents and smells send him on his way. Hot metal, oil, blood, wild briar, hay bales. His last image, a goat willow blooming like an exploding depth charge. The phone rings. Dinner's ready. Traffic slow. ETA? 10 minutes. Okay. Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Last year, I was born, yeah. Just because of the Life is life. Lights are starting to flower. All the ordinary stuff on his journey seems like important signifiers now. Two men, arms folded, smiling and talking like a fly-tipped Henry Moore in a lane. A car near a bridge, hazard lights blinking. Polite drivers leaving a space. A defaced UKIP poster, two for sale signs on a house he knows well. All these are friendly ghosts, powerful medicine. Regret versus acceptance. This life. He kills the engine, breathes a while, opens the door, stands on the drive, stretches. This chunk of street with the extra loud birdsong soundtrack seems to be floating in space. The front door, an airlock. He has the key.